In August of last year, historic storms dumped record rainfall across Milwaukee, flooding streets, homes, and businesses. Then, in April of this year, heavy rain caused more flooding. That's when local government agencies formed a regional flood mitigation task force. Members say preparing for future major floods could take decades. WUWM's Eric Vaughn Fellow Akira Quinn has more.
When the heavy rain flooded the Milwaukee area last August, the infrastructure could only do so much. Some parts of the city saw as much as 14 inches of rain in just 21 hours. Milwaukee City Engineer Kevin Muse says the sewers and the wastewater treatment plants couldn't keep up.
There's basically no human-designed system that is ready to handle that degree of stormwater at once.
And the impact was widespread. According to the MMSD, more than 1,100 reports of water backing up into the basements came in after the storm. The city experienced more flooding in April after multiple rounds of heavy rain soaked the region over several days. Both events raised questions: what can Milwaukee do to better prepare for the future? That's where Flood Mitigation Task Force comes in. The group brings together the City of Milwaukee, Milwaukee County, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District. Kevin Schaefer is the Executive Director of MMSD and helped organize the task force.
Just trying to bring together some of the different entities that we could put our heads together and see if there's anything through an integrated approach across government entities that would help alleviate some of the flood problems that we've had.
The task force is coordinating flood responses and identifying solutions that can work across community lines. Schaefer says one of the first challenges wasn't the giant construction project. It was figuring out who residents can call when their basement floods.
We also identified the need to have a centralized database where people can report what basement so that all the governments can bring that data together. So that's something that we're working on right now.
The task force is also suggesting additional steps residents can take on their own when heavy rain is in the forecast. Schaefer says one is to sign up to get texts when the volume of water threatens to overwhelm the wastewater treatment system.
There's a water drop alert that MMSD puts out when we see a big storm coming. Sign up for that water drop alert so that you know when there's a concern about a heavy rainfall coming. So maybe you can take steps in your basement to take things up off the floor and other things.
The idea is to take pressure off the sewer system before it becomes overwhelmed. Water drop alerts ask residents to temporarily reduce water, like holding off on laundry or dishwashing, leaving more capacity for stormwater. That can help reduce the amount of sewage that overflows into rivers and Lake Michigan. The city, county, and MMSD are also investing in parks and green spaces that can absorb stormwater during heavy rain, giving that water somewhere to go before it reaches people's homes.
Dineen Park is actually a great example of this. It's dry most of the time, but it fills up with a lot of water when we get a lot of rain. And so that type of system is what we're trying to build to be ready for these larger storms.
These projects won't happen overnight, and accelerating them comes with a significant price tag. Schaefer also says the group is trying to think even bigger about how to prepare our communities for extreme weather in decades to come.
Which we need to look at a longer timeline for the bigger scale work that's going to come, because climate change has already started and we need to be addressing that.
Officials can accelerate projects, they can clean storm drains and build storage basins, but they can't promise that another historic storm won't overwhelm the system. But Muse and Schaefer say what they can do is try and make the impact of the next flood event less damaging. And that work has already begun. I'm Eric Vaughn Fellow, Akira Quinn, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.